and welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. Today's podcast will be talking about America is the mistress of witchcraft. America is the mistress of witchcraft, which is based on the scriptures in Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. Just a little bit of backdrop and biblical history in regards to Nahum and how Jonah connects with the actual people, because Nahum and Jonah had prophesied to the Ninevites, which were Assyrians. We all know the story of Jonah. Jonah was the very bitter, rebellious prophet. Yahweh, the Lord, told him to go to Nineveh to prophesy judgment, that judgment was going to take place upon Nineveh. He tried to go to Tarshish on a ship. We all know that he was swallowed up by a great fish. Some people say a whale. Eventually, God sends him to his destination. He delivers a message of judgment upon the Ninevites. The Ninevites, although they were pagans, their hearts were touched. They repented. They went on a fast. They even had the animals fast. God turned around his wrath and his anger and his judgment from them due to the repentance. However, I want to say at least about 100 years or so or less after the fact, they went back to being violent. They went back to their occult practices, the pagan practices and all. And that's where Nahum comes in. And pretty much the book of Nahum is talking about the judgment of the Ninevites after they turn away from their repentance and they go back to the same thing that they were doing. Kind of a correlation, what we see almost 20 years ago. We're fast approaching, which is unbelievable, the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. I remember that morning just thinking that it was so unreal, getting ready to go to work at the morning time, and things that were happening on the East Coast, seeing planes crash into buildings and America being under attack. It just seemed like it was something out of a major motion picture that was taking place that was just beyond the imagination. One thing that did take place after 9/11, the nation did try to unite, have a little bit more unity. You saw people try to put away some of their differences and all, but also too, people were more open to going to churches. Churches were full at that time, but after 6 months to a year, when things went back to normal, people stopped going to church. And you know, you kind of see the correlation of the Ninevites when Jonah went down and delivered the message. Their hearts were turned. But looking after 20 years after the fact, since then, just seeing what's taking place here in America, we're definitely living in a postmodern Judeo-Christian age where more or less we're on the fast track of definitely, I want to say, and this is just my opinion, within the next 5 to 10 years, that the majority of this country will be New Age, neo-pagan beliefs will be more than what we see in Bible-believing Christians. We also see what's taking place. Let's go to the scripture first. Main key scripture that we'll be going to is Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. It says, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcraft. So let's go ahead and just kind of touch up on that. Number one, America is one of the greatest exporters of immorality, of witchcraft, the occult, any ungodly thing through the medium of Hollywood, through now social media, just a bunch of different things that we see taking place. And that's one of the things that I'm not in agreement with Islam, because we don't worship the same God, but with Islam, they call America the Great Satan. It's several factors that it can kind of see why they would say that. I love this country. There's no other country like it in the whole entire world where you do have some freedoms. Myself being African American, seeing that some of my ancestors were enslaved, and with Jim Crow and just other stuff that's taking place with racism and all, still it's a great nation that did used to have some type of Judeo-Christian beliefs, although not perfect. But now we're living in a day and age where dramatically we've seen this country kind of change spiritually. When we had the Cultural Revolution that took place in the 1960s, it was more or less not just a cultural revolution that took place, but a spiritual revolution that took place, where you started to get the influx of the occult. When we saw like the hippies and all these different groups arise, and the practice of drugs and sex, that is kind of like a package deal that comes with paganism and the occult teachings and philosophies begin to really infiltrate this nation. And we're seeing the seeds of that, because most of your millennials and most of your Generation X are more or less going into alternative spirituality. We're seeing even some of our millennials and young people, once they hit 18, that are in the Christian church, they're leaving and they're going into New Age practices. They're going into more of culturally some of the traditional religions. If you have African Americans that are going into your more African traditional religions, even with the leadership of the Black Lives Matter movement, the women that are over that are on the most part not just lesbian, but are practitioners of witchcraft and traditional African religions that are taking place. Also too, we see that a lot of millennials and Generation Xers are gravitating towards astrology and witchcraft. And a lot of this stuff that's taking place is in regards to the entertainment industry. We can just see how within television and stuff, online streaming services, a lot of these occult shows are very popular. I just want to go through a few of them. I found this in USA Today, or actually ParadeMagazine.com. And it just gives you a list of shows that are just quite popular in regards when it comes to witches. A Discovery of Witches is a show on AMC. Then you have on Netflix, Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which I've seen the trailers for this. Initially, ABC had came out with Melissa Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which was a little bit more lighthearted, comical and all. However, the Netflix series, Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, is much more darker, pentagrams, spells, other things and all that taking place. Charm, you have Charm, the initial one that was Aaron Spelling had produced in the 90s and I guess part of the early 2000s. You have the reboot now. You have, which is on the CW, and you have The Good Witch, which is on Netflix, is another one. You have American Horror Story, The Coven. You have Salem, that's on Hulu. You have Cursed on Netflix. You have The Magician on Netflix, which initially started off on the Sci-Fi channel. You have The Witches of East End on Hulu. And one of the big ones that's really coming up that's very popular now is Motherland, Fort Salem, which is on Freeform and Hulu. And then, of course, you have Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which came out around the same time as Charm, which really you started seeing deep, dark occult stuff begin to hit the airwaves in the mid to late 90s. You have Legacy, that is on the CW and Netflix, and then What's Up on the Time, which was on ABC and it's on Disney Plus, The Witcher on Netflix, and WandaVision, which initially we see the character of Wanda evolves. We've seen her character on all the different Marvel movies, whether it's the Infinity Wars, the Avengers Civil War. But WandaVision takes another place where towards the mid part of the series, you start to see more deep occult connections and all. Eventually, she embraces being the Scarlet Witch that practices chaos magic. That's another subject within itself, because one of the most prolific comic book writers, Grant Morrison, is very much into the occult arts, and he states that he practices chaos magic. Even within, we see within some of the other television shows that I didn't even mention that comes to mind, the Marvel Legends of Tomorrow with the character of Constantine, his mentor or his spirit, his mentor in the show is a painting of a spirit that speaks to him, is no other than Aleister Crowley, which Crowley is one of the most forefront persons that have given rise to modern day Satanism and other occult groups. A very vile man who went by being called the Beast, the Great Beast, and all. And we see this man being elevated and being promoted on the CW network through this show. Also, too, with Marvel, with Doctor Strange, even the latest Doctor Strange show that came out, episode that came out on What If, showing Doctor Strange being consuming all these demonic powers, being possessed to enhance his mystic art, which is the occult, which goes back to Isaiah chapter 5, I believe verse 20, when it talks about it'll come a day where people will call good evil and evil good. So we live in a day where people are occult practitioners, that they practice what's initially evil is called good, and it makes it look like practicing the mystic arts having it's like a superpower that is good, that it helps people, and that this person's been elevated as a hero. And we just see so many things that are going on. We see a revival of psychedelic drugs that are taking place. We see people like podcaster and comedian, celebrity Joe Rogan, who is promoting the psychedelic drugs, and other celebrities promoting psychedelic drugs. And then you have people that are in Silicon Valley that are taking microdoses of psychedelic drugs to help their creativity and all. There's nothing more than repackaged occultism, and it's rooted in being very much demonic. Even most recently, the unfortunate death of the actor Michael K. Williams. Michael K. Williams starred in The Wire and Boardwalk Empire, but he was in a show, HBO program, called Lovecraft Country. And one of the things that coming out after his death and him struggling with drug addiction, it says that Williams went into therapy because after, based on the role of being in Lovecraft Country, it took a toll on him mentally and psychologically and some other things and all. Based on that show, it's based, it's again what we're talking about, it's based on witchcraft and the occult and a bunch of other things and all. And people, sometimes I believe that these actors, they really open up themselves to demonic things, not even some knowingly, some unknowingly and all. And I believe that's what happened with Williams. And unfortunately, it led him back to using drugs to try to cope with and not knowing the spiritual dynamics of that. Because again, this show promoted a lot of different occult symbolism, rituals, and other things that were taking place. And also, too, as quiet as it's kept in Hollywood, when they have like either these movies or these TV programs and all, they consult with people that are involved in the occult. I know just reading in regards to Ghost Whispers that used to be on with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Some of the people that were consultants of the show were actual psychics or necromancers who talked to dead people, consulted on the show, even going as far back to Rosemary's Baby with Roman Zelansky. The founder of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, was a consultant for that movie. So Satan is using this nation through, because he's the prince and power of the air, but he's using media, he's using avenues of entertainment and other things of really exporting out witchcraft and other things and all. But also too, within this country, we've had witchcraft actually imported into occult themes and other things imported into this country. We can look at the impact of Harry Potter, how Harry Potter movies and books, even so far, to go so far in regards to his books, Harry Potter books are part of school curriculums where it's required reading for kids to read. And no wonder we see within that span of the movies and the books and all that Wicca, the amount of Wiccans that are in this country, which I believe is at least 1.5 million or more. You have practitioners of Wicca more than what the Presbyterian Church in the United States has, which I think it's about 1.2, 1.3 million. So we've seen how witchcraft has really impacted this country in regards to go back to how people are now, even more so we see a revival. We saw it in the 60s of the promotion of psychedelic drugs, occult practices, people with apps for astrology and other things and all, people going online, you're able to have access to spells and love spells, just a bunch of other things and all. But just want to look at some fast facts of U.S. being the mistress of witchcraft. Some of this stuff was like years ago, so I'm maybe updated numbers on there. But this was around 2012. Horror movies in the box office for 2012 grossed over $400 million and sold over 50 million tickets. The movie series Paranormal Activity, which had four parts, made over $700 million. Halloween has become a multi-billion dollar business for a holiday. So it's one of the most celebrated holidays now. Astrology in the United States is a multi-billion dollar business. This was an old report, but still valid. CNN Cable News reported that 300 Fortune 500 companies use astrologers. So even we go back to the 1980s with President Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy Reagan. Reagan really duped a lot of conservative Christians. This is when you started getting Jerry Falwell and the moral majority and all this other stuff, because Reagan came under the guise, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm for you, I'm a Republican, some other things and all, and duped a lot of Christians. But Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy Reagan, were deeply involved in astrology, the occult, just a bunch of other things and all, that they were wrapped up into this actual practice. There's at least 700,000 plus websites for Wiccans. Again, and also Wicca is one of the fastest growing religions in the country. And also, as far as the last couple of years, we even see how you have Christian witches now, that they have conventions and they incorporated witchcraft and mixed it with Christianity. And even within the Christian church, they've integrated some New Age teaching, practices of witchcraft and other things. Anytime you see within a church where they're promoting money and they believe, like they tell you, they give you, they'll give like a scripture. And I believe Paula White has used this before in regards to saying, okay, Psalms 91 is a protection against evil spirits. So you should give a $91 offering, seed offering, and God's going to do something. That's invoking spirits and other things, invoking God and trying to pimp God and using God as a product to pimp people and manipulate people, which witchcraft is. One part is manipulation, intimidation, and domination. So you see that. And then also, too, you see even certain Christians begin to gravitate to reading the book, The Secret, which the author of the book, Esther Hicks, channels a spirit called Abraham. So Abraham gives Esther Hicks all this information. So you have all this hogwash that Christians incorporate certain things of The Secret the law of attraction and speaking things into existence. And you hear even word of faith preachers who try to say, well, we're creating an image and likeness of God. We're little gods. We can speak things into existence. This stuff is based in the occult and witchcraft. The amount of illegal drugs that we see that's being sold. Several years ago, this statistic was taking place. This is illegal drugs in New York bring in an estimate of over $830 million a year, which we know drugs are one gateway, is one of the gateways besides trans meditation and some other things that open up the door to demons coming in. We see pharmaceutical business, which is legal, is over a $650 billion business per year, maybe even larger even now. So we're definitely living in the signs of the times, and we see how, again, within the scripture, it says how this whore was a well-favored harlot and a mistress of witchcraft, and sell the nations, the whoredoms, and families through her witchcraft. So we see a bunch of things that are being sold to all the different nations where you can, with social media and other outlets and other things and other mediums and all, has spread throughout the whole entire world. So when we go over to, the book of Revelation, and people, this is definitely how the spirit of Antichrist is really invading the whole entire world. It's just prepping when the actual man of sin, the son of perdition, shows up. The minds and hearts of the people are already being prepped, but even so, they'll be so receptive and ready for when this happens. But Revelation chapter 9, and we look at verse 20 and 21, it says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." So we see an occult explosion that's taking place, that people won't repent of their murders. And it mentions sorceries, pharmakia, but the occult practices that would be taking place in the tribulation, the great tribulation period, we're seriously knocking at that door right now. And I mentioned also too how things have been not just exported out into America. I mentioned Harry Potter, but even some of the things with the anime animation that's been imported into this country, where people, where kids are getting deeply involved in anime, which promotes a lot of the witchcraft. We look at shows, The Seven Deadly Sins, where primarily the heroes or the characters, the Seven Deadly Sins are the actual heroes, and they're out to destroy the Ten Commandments. We have The Death Notebook, Dragon Ball Z. Excuse me. We have all these things. Even with Dragon Ball Z, you have a character by the name of Mr. Satan, which they really reverence Satan, just the symbolism and just other things that are in place in these animes that are very the spirit of Antichrist, that these things are being imported from Japan, from the East, and just a lot of things also, Eastern philosophies and teachings with yoga and other things that have been imported into this country. And we are just, again, the mistress of witchcraft. So we are living in the last days. I know some people that are within the New Apostolic Reformation, they believe that there will be a great revival will take place and encompass the whole earth, and with the belief of the seven mountain mandates that they're going to take over entertainment, the media and politics and everything, and they're going to take over everything, and then once Christians take over everything, that Jesus can come back and rule and reign. That is heretical teaching. That's heretical doctrine. The Bible says that in the last days, it talks about more or less the decline of believers believing and a great apostasy, people abandoning biblical truth and gravitating to demonic stuff and incorporating demonic stuff, but it talks more or less of an occult revival will take place. And we see that very much that's happening with in regards to this pandemic. People are, you have popular Christian artists who coming out and saying that they don't really believe in God, that they abandon the faith. But then you see like this occult explosion that's going on, that this younger generation are much more acceptant to occult practices and all that's taking place. And it's no wonder, because the amount of information that you can go online and websites you can go to and things that you can look up to are apps and other things and all. But in regards to entertainment, when you're looking at some of the Marvel movies, even with Black Panther was a very popular movie. It was a blockbuster movie that made a lot of money, but really entrenched with ancestry worship, witchcraft, necromancy, other things and all that took place, which makes somebody who goes and watch that and you're like, oh yeah, I have black pride and all. And then you get captivated and you get led astray into traditional African religions, the worship of ancestors, witchcraft, and just other things and all that America has really promoted, been one of the biggest promoters of this. And then when you can go to Barnes and Noble and most of the books that are in the fantasy sections that's geared towards preteens or teens or young adults have occult themes. So you have access, not just Harry Potter, but other books that you can read on vampires and ghosts and witches and other things and all. As an old saying, curiosity killed the cat. So people become curious about the occult arts and begin to read and want to research and study more and get more and more involved into occult practices. We're definitely living in the last days. It's a whole lot to pray for. We're seeing the signs of the times. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, stay faithful, stay true. Love truth. Fall madly in love with truth. Don't ever grasp a lie. Yeshua is faithful. Hold on to the faith. And let's just pray for one another. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar.